GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. We learned yesterday early afternoon that Immigration and Customs Enforcement had notified the city of Lewiston that they would be coming to L.A. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. At the time of producing her video, Maine Governor Janet Mills said she'd only heard rumors, but that's when she made an instruction.
My administration is taking proactive steps to prepare. I have directed the Maine State Police to work closely with local law enforcement as necessary to provide whatever support is needed in advance of and during any potential federal operations.
She doesn't mention ICE by name necessarily in her statement, but there are those that do, including Portland Mayor's Mark Dion and Lewiston Mayor Carl Schilling. Both are telling, George, and I'm sure you read this and heard this, both are telling citizens or community members, let me put it that way, to know your rights, to prepare for encounters. I don't know if that means prepare protests. We'll see. But there's something within all three statements that are the same. But there is one thing that Dion says that Schilling doesn't say and Mills doesn't say. And I don't know if it's that Lewiston Mayor Carl Schilling can't say it or just didn't, or whether Governor Mills can't say it or just didn't.
Well,
but here, hang on. Here's the difference, sir. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Portland's mayor, Mark Dion, flat out says ICE has no business in his city's neighborhoods, calling their presence unnecessary and paramilitary. But look closely to what Carl Schilling says, or what he doesn't say. He doesn't say ICE shouldn't be there. And look closely at what Governor Mills says. She doesn't say ICE shouldn't be here. There are a couple of reasons. One, under federal law, immigration enforcement is not optional. It's not something that a city council can simply opt out of just because it's politically uncomfortable. Thanks for letting me finish that point, George.
No, I
found that to be a stark difference.
Well, I've got the governor's statement in front of me. The Portland mayor, his statement, he has not posted this in full. The text that I have is coming from media statements, so... The mayor of Lewiston, I frankly don't have it in front of me.
All right.
Dion.
I believe it's pronounced Dion.
Dion.
Sir.
He adds a couple of things. You're right that there's not in the governor's statement. Governor's statement says that it's just speculation, basically.
And again, I go back to what I shared at the start. I received word yesterday early afternoon that Immigration and Customs Enforcement even... I'll say politely, called and notified Lewiston and said, we're coming to your city because we need to be there. Meanwhile, the governor is producing a video. She gets poetic in it. And I'll play a portion for you in just a moment. We're going to go back to something that we shared when we talked with David Potvin, the former ICE agent, on our program this week. Nationally, according to three organizations, including Pew Research, the number of people living in the United States without legal status is somewhere between 11 and 14 million. 11 and 14 million. Now, Maine's a small state. We're not immune. We got a border. But based on those projections, Maine has somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people here that are not lawfully here. Underscore that with what we learned from the Border Patrol, a record year for enforcement in the Houlton sector, arresting 725 people unlawfully present in the United States. Janet Mills cannot say that ICE has no business here, because those statistics tell us they do. Lewiston Mayor Carl Schilling cannot say that ICE has no business being in here, because those statistics tell us they do. I don't know what Mark Dion is drinking. But at the same time, let's look at the tension. And who ramped it up? According to the Department of Homeland Security, attacks on ICE officers, car rammings on ICE officers, car rammings alone are up 3,000% in 1 year. Let us say that again. Incidents in which someone upset with an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer has used an automobile to ram them and those cases are up 3,000%. Meanwhile, assaults on officers are up 1,300% in 1 year. That is not peaceful protest. That's political rhetoric that turns into violence. And what kept me up last night, George, is, and I'm serious, it very well could begin in Lewiston. It could very well begin in Portland, and it could begin today.
Yeah, I would think Lewiston is the place I would be looking first. But I read the summaries. Mills seems to be emphasizing preparedness, peaceful protest. The mayor of Portland is a little different. He's expressing concern, questioning the need, as you indicated.
Calling it paramilitary.
For, well,
he calls
federal
ICE,
action.
He calls ICE
paramilitary. And urging residents to understand their rights. If, and this is the problem of this whole story, if the ICE agents do arrive. So there's nothing but rumors out there.
I can tell you it's more than rumors, as I've now stated twice in our conversation.
Yeah, I understand.
I've got multiple sources that come to me that say that ICE even called and notified the city of Lewiston.
Well, I'm not surprised at that, no.
Okay. I mentioned a moment ago that Governor Mills, in her video that she produced, again, when she said it's just speculation, gets rather poetic, but she says something that, I don't know, caught my attention. Maybe it'll catch the ears of listeners. This is Governor Mills in her statement ahead of what she still termed rumors of possible Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, teams coming to, drawn to, Lewiston, perhaps Portland today.
To the federal government, I say this. If your plan is to come here to be provocative and to undermine the civil rights of Maine residents, do not be confused. Those tactics are not welcome here. To the people of Maine, I know that you care deeply about protecting your neighbors, as do I. And I know that many of you are angry about the potential for any enhanced federal law enforcement presence in Maine, and I feel that too. But if they come here, I want any federal agents and the President of the United States to know what this state stands for. We stand for the rule of law. We oppose violence. We stand for peaceful protest. We stand for compassion, for integrity, and justice.
I'm sorry, what was the first thing in her list?
We stand for the rule of law.
Can I hear that one more time?
We stand for the rule of law.
Whose law? Can I go back to the statistics? According to Pew Research and two other organizations, there are between 11 million and 14 million people who are here unlawfully. And then the estimate for the state of Maine is 5,000 to 10,000. Where do you think they are? They're in their major population centers. What are those major population centers? That's Portland. That's Lewiston. Mills, and to her credit, by the way, to her credit, Governor Mills talks calmly in her video. But that's only one of three things that she's doing in that video, George. She's trying to remain calm. She's trying to broadcast calm, but she's also signaling resistance to what she terms provocative federal tactics. And even in her order saying, all right, state police, I want you to cooperate with Portland and Lewiston. But she's still trying to defend herself as position herself as a defender of the rule of law, right?
We stand for the rule of law.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, yeah. Look at your actions, though.
Well, I'm not taking sides here. I'm just...
George, I love you. No. It's time to take sides, my friend.
Don't put me on one side or the other. I know you love to do that,
No. Get professional, not personal, George.
Here's
the point. I will raise my finger to you just as much as you want to raise a finger to me, but we have ICE agents now that are drawn to our state because Lewiston's policies have brought them there. Portland's policies have brought them there.
I'm not arguing
the Biden administration's policies have brought them there.
Well, I understand what side you're on, but
that's not the point. We should be on the same side. We should be on the
I'm not arguing
rule of
with
law.
You. I didn't come in here to argue today. I'm not taking the governor on. I've stated the fact.
And the fact is what, sir?
The fact is that both have said different things. Mills, I read, emphasizing be prepared, civil rights protection.
Be prepared for what?
Peaceful protest.
Be prepared for what?
Well, I don't know. I'll listen to what's coming out of the headquarters.
I don't understand your comment. Could you repeat that? Help me to understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't know where you're coming from. I'm not arguing with you.
What I'm coming from is the policies of the Biden administration, like them or not, have put Maine in this situation.
Okay.
And now the governor is talking about rule of law. That doesn't pass the straight face test.
It doesn't with you, no.
And it shouldn't with anyone.
Oh, I thought I lived in a free society.
Do you live in a rule of law?
Of course we do.
Then why are there so many people here unlawfully?
That question should have been answered a long time ago.
Before the border opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. But I'm not arguing your points.
But Portland's message is that we agree that Portland's message, what Dion is saying, is the most escalatory, I think is the term I'm looking for.
That I agree with.
When he labels ICE as paramilitary.
No, his statement is over the line. And he's looking at what he's seeing on TV from nationwide.
I do credit Shalene. I don't know, sometimes he doesn't come across as being the strongest leader, but at least he is saying, know your rights and check on your neighbors. I'll give you that, okay?
I don't know the mayor of Lewiston by...
But even as he says that, the problem is he says that, but people are still hearing what Mills says. They're still hearing what Mark Dion is saying. And I think they're translating what they are hearing as, hey, ICE is the problem, not the criminals they're looking for.
The general information, not legal advice, that comes out of the official, I'd say, maybe governmental agencies, they've issued at times what happens if you're approached in your house or your workplace, what your rights are. There's nothing wrong with knowing your rights. The question is, what do you do?
Our question of the day online asks, do you think comments by Governor Mills, Portland Mayor Mike Dion, and Lewiston Mayor Carl Shalene ahead of possible ICE actions were responsible? Now, meanwhile, I think we need to separate three things. And the governor, I'm sorry, she opened the door when she said, what was the phrase?
We stand for the rule of law.
Okay, we need to understand what is the law, either federal, criminal, civil, or state. And if ICE is not allowed here or welcome here to do the job of taking the, again, the estimate, 5,000 to 10,000 who are here unlawfully, if ICE is not here to escort them out, who's going to do the job? All right, away from law, we need to talk about policy. What the president says, what the Department of Homeland Security says, what Congress says, and then what the state says. And finally, the rhetoric. What the governors are saying, what the mayors are saying. Yes, what you and I are saying. If we can't separate those three, that's when I think, George, we're going to find ourselves tomorrow at this time talking about protesters in the street. I don't want to see it. Protesters in the streets of Lewiston.
Well, you're going to.
Protesters in the streets of Portland. I'm sure someone will wind up in Augusta. We're going to see that again tomorrow.
Last weekend.
And do we need to see another law enforcement? What? I'm sorry, what?
I said, we've already seen it.
I know. But
we're going to see it again.
No. But the point I'm getting to, my friend, is that we have the greatest risk of violence against immigration and customs enforcement in our state today than we ever have before. I don't know if what Mills tried to say helped. I don't think what Mark Dion said helped at all. I think Carl Shalene gave it a good shot, and it's a good thing he did because Lewiston's ground zero for this. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.